Hi, babes. My name is Tran, and I'm a 20-something-year-old just trying to navigate life. Walking to the beat of my own drum, I'm excited to take you along my journey, showing you that through authentic living, a whole lot of self-love, and intentional actions in the right direction, you too are capable of creating a life that you're obsessed with. So are you ready? Because I thought so. Let's go. Hi, my love. Welcome back to another episode of Girls and the Gays. It's such an honor to have you back for another episode. Bestie, what is coming up for me today is honestly a talk that I also shared this past week at the gym, or at the studio, if you will. At the end of class, we always have a cool down period, and after the cool down, we kind of go through affirmations. And for me, how I handle the affirmations is like, I want to kind of talk some truth and leave some truth into the besties, and that so that they can take with them for the rest of their day, feeling uplifted, motivated, inspired, and all the things. And for me, usually it's always off the cuff. It's just whatever is pertinent and present in me and my soul that I want to leave with them. And this week in particular, I talked about the opportunity cost. If you do not go after your dream life, if you don't go after the thing and do the thing that you know you're supposed to do, and why I was inspired to talk about opportunity cost was because honestly, bestie, that morning I was supposed to coach a 6 and 7 a.m. class, but I also low-key wanted to take the 5 a.m., like work out the 5 a.m. and then followed by coaching 6 and 7 as a coach. I just knew starting the day off with the workout and doing the actual workout will, one, help me as I'm on the floor coaching and know the cues, know kind of like what the workouts are. And I also just wanted to start the day off strong and pour into my own cup before I show up as a coach and all the things, right? Like, I just knew that my day would have just been tenfold better and I would set myself up for success by showing up for the 5 a.m. workout. But girl, when the freaking alarm went off, I was like, girl, it is dark outside. It is cold. The sun is not up yet. The birds are still asleep. I'm freaking exhausted. Like, do I do this? And on top of that, it's a Friday. Oh my gosh. When it's a Friday, you're just like, all you want to do is like, it's like pretty much the weekend, girl. So I was like, and I talked myself out of it and I snoozed my alarm. But then I, like, my mind was low key awake and I was thinking, like, Tran, like, you promised yourself you would do this. You know, the members, like, you would speak into the members and all the besties at the gym. Like, you would tell them to go for it. And, like, why are you not following up? Why are you not keeping that same standard to yourself, practicing what you preach? Oh my God. Like, all the things was like, I was spiraling. And then I was like, you know, like, the opportunity cost too. Like, I was like, if I don't show up now, my kind of the rest of my day will kind of be off. I feel like I wouldn't be present in class, or like I wouldn't be able to coach to the best of my ability that I know I could, because I didn't know, maybe like I wouldn't know the cues as much, or I didn't do the exercise prior, so I wouldn't know all the things, right? So I was like, Tran, if you don't show up for this, these are all the other consequences that you're going to face, because every decision we make, what we don't make, there's always going to be a ricochet, a opportunity cost that comes with it. And I was like, bestie, Tran, get up. Like, waking up now versus waking up like in maybe 45 minutes to go coach at 6 a.m. Like, that time period is so small, but the impact that it could make is so big. And what I mean by that is, because like I said, I was going to coach the 6 and 7, I was going to wake up in the next few minutes after I had snoozed that alarm to originally go work out at 5 anyway. Does that make sense? You know, the decision I was making was to show up for the 5 a.m. workout or not. And I was just like tossing and turning. I was like, Tran, you wake up now, you have all the plethora of abundance and happiness and like feeling recharged, refreshed, pour into your cup so that you can go coach intentionally, or you sleep maybe for another 30 minutes, 45 minutes here, tossing and turning and thinking of what you could do, should do, all the things just to show up, you know, in like the next 30, 45 minutes for work anyway to go coach. But now you're feeling depleted because you knew you could have gotten that workout in maybe if you had just woken up a little bit earlier, right? And it's always just a little bit more that we could do, that 1% more that we could do, but we don't want to do, and we talk ourselves out of that. We then kind of create this domino effect of self-sabotage into our days and into our lives. It's like so little, but yet so impactful. One, the decision of me waking up early, or to the decision of me just showing up for this workout or not. But the effect of it all is just so evident in the rest of my day that I'm like, if I didn't show up, the opportunity cost and the consequences far outweighed if I were to just to wake up, show up, and get the workout in, right? So I wanted to paint that story for you first, kind of where that inspiration came from, because honestly, Bessie, yes, I actually did show up for the workout and I felt so forking good. I felt so present, so alive in the workout, but also then therefore into when I was coaching. I felt like I was so much more present when I was coaching. I knew the cues better and I was just so much more aware and self-aware as I was coaching because I showed up for my workout. And so I was inspired by that action that I took, honestly, and I then therefore talked about that at the end of class when I was coaching, of the opportunity cost when we don't show up for ourselves, don't do the thing that we know we're supposed to do, the small things that lay between where we are now to where we want to go, and how by not showing up, we self-sabotage, okay? And these are the areas that if you do not go for it, you're going to feel a pain and a pinch in your arse in these four areas that I want to discuss with you today. Opportunity cost number one, if you don't go for it, bestie, starting off strong is fulfillment. And what I mean by this is, my love, you are leaving so much on the table if you do not go after your dream self. Do not go after that highest version of yourself that you know you owe to yourself, you know you can be at and operate at, and you are going to rob yourself of so much fulfillment. Going after the higher version of yourself gives yourself a sense of purpose, drive, and direction. And when you are operating from that area of abundance and that area of servant leadership and contribution, you feel that you are truly ticking off that bucket of your list or checking off that box on your list of that fulfillment. And according to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, I don't even remember. It's definitely all about self-efficacy and feeling like a sense of belongingness, feeling like you are contributing. I'm actually looking at the pyramid right now, and the first thing is self-actualization, which is achieving one's full potential, including creative activities, and followed by self-esteem, where you feel like you are actually accomplishing and having that recognition and strength and freedom in what you are doing and how you are showing up in your lifetime. So please, my love, you owe it to yourself to go after, to chase your dreams and take big action and put big initiative into what you are doing and where you are going. And that is why I talked about the opportunity cost of fulfillment. You could rob yourself and really lose fulfillment and feel that you are not fulfilling this need of yourself, because in human nature, this is the first thing and one of the biggest priorities as a human and as a person of society, feeling like you are contributing, feeling like you are actually pouring into your own cup and having acceptance for yourself and having purpose, drive, and inner potential. If we spend all of our life waiting for the perfect time, perfect situation, circumstances to finally go after our dream life, you are going to rob yourself of so much deep purpose and fulfillment, because you're going to sit there and wonder, oh, is this all that I can do? Is this all that I can contribute? And you're always going to feel that you're playing small. And it's so ironic where it's like, we want to be stretched, we want to grow, and we want to be in this full potential. But once you are challenged, once you're actually stepping outside of your comfort zone, sometimes we back down from the challenge and we're like, okay, I'm getting uncomfortable. I don't know if this is the thing, but bestie, that is when it's just getting good. That is just when things are starting to come together and it's qualifying you, it's teaching you, it's helping you build grit, confidence, and integrity for the life that you want to build and create. So what if we just shifted our perspective in realizing that this is just when things are coming together? This is when you just have to lean in, be more curious, and make the process more fun, and understand that this is qualifying you to help you get to the next level you. And in doing that and knowing that it's difficult, you know that on the other side of it all comes pride, comes deep, deep fulfillment, and knowing that you are making a difference and making strides in your life into the direction that is aligned most for you, and how that ricochets and therefore creates a domino effect to the people around you, because you are showing up in your light, in your purpose, with true intention and alignment. All of that just cascades and again creates this domino effect into your life of so much power, of so much abundance in every which way. And all of that comes down to you of going after it and truly creating the audacity and having audacity to go after your dream self and check marking that fulfillment piece to your life and not foregoing your fulfillment in life and in all that you are doing. So that's the first thing that I want to cover off here. Secondly, I want to touch on the opportunity cost, if you do not go for it, of clarity. Oh my gosh, so often, besties, me, myself included, I talk to myself, and in general, all the time, we're like, what the hell? Like, I just wish I knew what the answers were. Like, I wish I knew kind of what I was made to do. And I know I'm supposed to make massive contribution, make massive money maybe, or whatever that might look like for you, for me, whatever. But it's like, we don't know what path we're supposed to take. But the opportunity cost, if you don't go after it, is that clarity. How are you supposed to know what your potential is? How are you supposed to know what steps you're going to take and kind of that trajectory of the next 2 years, 3 years, whatever, if you play it all out, if you don't take the first step today? If you don't have, again, that audacity and that courage to take action now and take initiative now, you will never have the clarity of what could be on the other end and the other side of going after that big, scary goal or big, scary dream that you might have. You never know what type of fulfillment, that contribution, finance, whatever that is, purpose, whatever that is on the other side of it, if you don't take the first step here, and you're never going to have that, more importantly, clarity, if that's aligned, if that's not aligned, if that's the thing, if that's not the thing. Like, if you keep sitting here, you're just going to feel more miserable and feel like you're on this merry-go-round of like checking in and out of life, having the mundane, the monotonous, and allowing the routine to rob you of playing outside of your comfort zone. You need to wake up and realize that time is ticking right now, and this is your only shot here. You cannot do over this lifetime, so play it all out and stop playing it safe. It's so ironic because we sit here wondering what our potential is and what's the path forward and what are we made to do, especially if you're in your mid-20s or your 20s, kind of similar to me, but it's on the other side of taking the steps and going after the thing in which you will find the answers, in which you will find the clarity. So here, in case in point here, and what I want to leave you with is the opportunity cost, if you don't go after the thing, is that clarity. If you don't take that steps forward, how are you going to know? How are you supposed to know what you are made to do in this lifetime if you don't at least take the next step? So realize that's the opportunity cost if you don't. If you stay, the opportunity cost is the clarity. The opportunity cost is your fulfillment. And last but not least, the opportunity cost is more money. Going after big, scary dreams, taking big risks comes with also big reward. But obviously it's scary. Obviously it seems furry and ferocious and all the things, which is absolutely valid. But what if you play it all out and see the potential behind it all financially, fulfillment-wise, income-wise, and alignment perspective-wise, right? Like all of that, why don't we play it out that way? Why are we so quick to play it out in this negative Nancy narrative where it's not serving us, it's keeping us stuck, and exactly where we don't want to be anyway? We already have the clarity if we play it safe. We already know what's going to happen if we stay exactly as we are and we change nothing about the life that we have currently. So why not go outside of your comfort zone just a tad bit, where you're stretching, you're growing, you're doing one little thing that's different, and from there, all those baby steps that you will take outside of your comfort zone compounds into exactly where you are manifesting. But it really is up to you. You have to take the first courageous step and lean into fun, lean into this process, and understand that this comes with the territory of going after your bold dreams and making your dreams become your reality. If you think about your favorite idol or somebody that is extremely successful, do you think that they played it safe? Do you think that they stayed at their maybe like blue collar job, white collar job, or 9-to-5 or whatever, and stayed there? No, they challenged the status quo. They stepped outside of their comfort zone, and they went after whatever that problem was, and they found a solution, and they went after it, and they created a solution, oftentimes a business. So whatever that is for you, and whatever is pertinent to you, and whatever goal that you're setting, you have to have the audacity to also take responsibility for the life that you want to create and step outside of your comfort zone, lean into curiosity, lean into courage, and make the process fun, and know that this all comes with the territory of going after something great, because at the end of it, it's worth it. The opportunity cost I covered today it is not worth having. It's not worth losing fulfillment. It's not worth losing and compromising clarity and also missing out on the money and income that you can potentially make. Ultimately, it's up to you and the steps that you're going to take and the sense of urgency you're going to have to go after the life that you want to create. I think so often we wait for validation from other people. We wait for perfect circumstances, situations, and whatever that is for us, and we continue to play the victim card. And we might potentially honestly start feeling sorry for us, where it's like, we're like, oh, well, like, I am not like the other person. Like, I don't have this, that, and the third. But with that mindset, that will get you nowhere. And Bessie, I'm here to hold you accountable. I'm here to remind you of the power that you truly hold. And it starts with your mindset, and therefore the steps that you're going to take and the initiative you're going to have to say enough is enough. Draw the line in the sand and make today your day one. I am your biggest fan. I am rooting for you. So please root for yourself and be your own biggest fan. People will judge you regardless, so let them judge at least the best version of yourself and the version that you know you are living audaciously and exuberantly and expressively as fuck, okay? With that being said, that's that on that, my love. We have a few more episodes. I think like literally one episode left until the end of this year, the end of this month. I am cheering you on. I'm your biggest fan, like I said, and I'll catch you so soon, my love. You'll have to let me know if this episode resonated with you. I cannot wait to hear what you think. And until next time, my love, I'll catch you so soon. I'm holding you accountable. Bye, bestie. Mwah. My love, if you enjoyed this episode just as much as I enjoyed making it for you, please do me a favor and get onto social media. Help me get the word out by tagging me. What was your favorite part about this episode? Please go ahead and let me know. I'm excited to hear from you. And until next time, have a blessed day. You got this.